Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lachayim. Rabbi Eliezer, he didn't say Lachayim, let's have a Lachayim. That's not what he said. What he said was, what? What he said was that you have to have two lechis, right? Beis Hillel said a lechi or a korah, right? Beis Shammai said lechi v'korah. Beis Hillel said either or. And Rabbi Eliezer said two lechis. Ibayalahu, Rabbi Eliezer. Thank you. What is that? Ibayalahu, Rabbi Eliezer. Lechayin vikora ka'amar? When Rabbi Eliezer said two lechis, did he mean two lechis plus a korah? Odilma lechayin below korah ka'amar? Or did he mean two lechis without a korah? Which one did he mean? Not clear. It's not clear. Okay? Tashma. We'll try to bring... You hear the question?
Yeah.
Tashma. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer. It was one of the stories of Rabbi Eliezer. Shehal achetz Rabbi Yossi ben Preda. He went to visit Rabbi Yossi ben Preda, Talmido, his Talmud, L'Ovlin, in the town of Ovlin. Umatzad, he saw, sheyoshe b'mavui, he was sitting in a mavui, she'ein bo elo lechi echad. He only had one lechi. Amalo b'ni, osa lechi acher. Make another lechi. Amalo, so Rabbi Yossi ben Preda answers back, what, v'chila sos marni tzara? What, are you trying to close me up? Is that what you're trying to do to me? You're not giving me any space. Amale, yistum mavakach. That's the halacha, I tell you. That's what I hold. You have to have, what's it called? You have to have a lechi on both sides. If you feel like you're being boxed in, mavakach, what can I tell you? Right? Now, parentheses, the open parentheses right now, the whole discussion in the Rishon of what the next four lines are doing here. Amr of Shur Megamlil, Lo Nechlechu Beishamu Beishelel Mavu Shu Bachas Me'ar Amos. They don't argue on a Mavui that's less than 4 Amos. She'en Atzarech Klum. You don't need anything. Amma Nechlechu Al Rochav Me'ar Amos. If it's bigger than 4 Amos, the Ad Eser, until 10, to 4 to 10. Beishamu Amr Melechi V'Korah, Beishelel Mavu O Lechi O Korah. What that's doing there is a big discussion among the Rishonim. K'toni Mi'as, anyway, getting back to the story. That was the parentheses. Getting back to the story, what did Rabbi Yossi? What did the Talmud say to the Rebbe? You want to box me in, right? What are you trying to do? Trying to box me in over here? Now, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer requires a lechi and a korah, mishum hachi amar v'chilas osman itzara. That's why he told him. I already have a lechi, and what are you trying to do? Box me in over here? Ela I amrit lechayin v'lo korah. But if it's a lechi without a korah, ma'la sotma. What kind of boxing is he talking about? There's no korah, right? What kind of boxing in? Ask the Raj, but wait a minute. If Rabbi Eliezer held a lechi and a korah, why didn't he tell the guy, the Talmud, put a lechi and a korah? You have one lechi. You have to put another lechi and a korah, if that's what he held. That's what he told him. What did he tell him? Put up another lechi. But if he holds a lechi and a korah, then why didn't he tell him that? Well, he wanted to tell him there's already a lechi and a korah there. There's already a lechi and a korah there. So all he told him was, you need another lechi. That can't be. Why? 1 minute. Right, but we're trying to bring a raya. What do you answer back? He answers back, he's trying to box me in. So if you have a lechi and two lechis and a korah, you feel a little boxed in. But if you only have a lechi, what are you being boxed in? So he's closing me up, he's sealing me up. That's what he said back. What are you trying to do? Seal me up? Box me in? That only makes sense if it's a lechi, two lechis plus the korah. Ask the Rajma, then why didn't he tell him to put up a korah? Huh?
Not really.
Why?
Because he's closing up, he put it on the left, he's closing up the wall, he's putting a top knot on, doesn't mean
that it's necessarily possible.
But that's what he said back. Now, you want to tell me there wasn't the Korah, if there wasn't the Korah already there, what the Talmud says to Rashi, what the Talmud should have said back was, I hold like Petillo. The answer is, he didn't hold like Petillo. They all held like Beishamai. That you need two lechis. Right? They all held like Beishamai. They didn't hold like Beishamai. Otherwise, they would have said back, what do you want from me? I'm holding like Petillo. One lechi. What do you want from me? Nah, that's for sure not. No one thinks that. No one suspects that anyone held like Petillo over here. They're all Beishamai Talmidim. So he told him, right? They're all Beishamai Talmidim. So the answer is, he did have a Korah there already. Why? That's a Beishamai held. Lechi v'Korah. There was already a Korah there. And now what he come along and tell him? You have to put another Lechi. Why another Lechi? That's what I hold. I build on Beishamai. So therefore, he told him to have another Lechi. Hachik Amar. So Gemara gives Mati's answer. No, what he meant to say was, V'chilas osmo, b'lechayin nitzarech. I feel boxed in by two lechis. That's all.
Huh?
What?
Again.
Yeah. Okay, now, Amar Mar. No, because the lechis don't have to reach the top of the Korah. They don't have to reach to the Korah.
Oh, they have nothing to do with,
to do with each other. It's a good question. Amar Mar. Amar B'shir Meg Amliel. Lo nechlegu beishamai ubeis hillel. We just said. Lo nechlegu beishamai ubeis hillel. Al mavui shepachos mi arba amos. If it's a mavui less than 4 amos, she'ena tzarech klum. You don't need anything. Banan tanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Talmud echad lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Lo nechlegu beishamai ubeis hillel. Al mavui shepachos mi arba amos. Shunitar obelechi obekora. Of course you need something if it's less than 4 amos. But the difference is, if it's less than 4 amos, Beishamai is mekel. The Beishamai says you don't need both. One's enough. Amar Vashi hachi ka'amar. Here's how we resolve it. Eino tzarech lechi vikora ki Beishamai. You don't need both according to Beishamai. V'lo lechayim ki Rebbe Eliezer. Ela o lechi o kora ki Beis Hillel. Vikama, how big? How big? In other words, not how big. How small? How small can the opening be that you still need something? Amar of Achli, Vitem Rav Yechiel, Ad Arba, Tvachim, until 4 Tvachim. If it's narrower than 4 Tvachim, then you taka don't need anything at all. Okay? Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Modim Chachamim L'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer. This is going to be a little bit what was bothering you this past week. Bepase chotzer. When it comes to the pas of a chotzer, what's a pas? A pas is a board. Rashi says, pase chotzer. Pase chotzer, it's like the third skinny line there up on top. Pase chotzer. Im nifritza. L'makom ha'aser la, if it opens to a makom that's aser, in other words, a chater, tzricha shir mishnei tzideha. You need something on both sides. When it comes to a mavui, everybody holds, not everybody, Beis Hillel hold, you only need one tikkun, a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Eliezer said you need two lechis, says the Gemara here, but everybody agrees that if it's a chater, everybody agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, you need two fixings, two passes. Okay? You need two. No, Beishamai said both, a lechi and a korah. Rabbi Eliezer said two lechis. Then we had a whole discussion. Did he also mean a korah? Okay? But if it's a chatzar, what's the difference between a chatzar and a mavui? What's the difference between a chatzar and a mavui? Halachically, well, there's a difference here now. Halachically, you need two. But what's the difference practically? The difference is, we said this before, a chatzar is more private use. It's more private. You don't have a right to go to my chatzar. Any tile that's more private use, it requires more takana to make it carry in there. We're going to get to that in a second. Just look at the top toast, folks. Top toast asked the following question. Fakasha, the gabe mavui, knock out lashon lechi. By a mavui, they call it a lechi. The gabe chatzar, knock out. When it comes to a chatzar, they call it a pot. Bikula, shmaitza, in the whole sugya. Afagat, the shnei mashu, they're all the same thing. They're both the halachas of mashu. So why all of a sudden here you call it a pot, which is mashma, a board? Mashma, board. Mashma, bigger thing. It really is a lechi. So the answer is, who gives this answer? Tosas Harosh says, yeah, because most of the time, when you have a chatzar, it's going to be boards. Why? Because again, it's a more private area. So you don't want everybody looking at what you're doing in your chatzar. You don't want to have open exposed. So most of the time, it's going to be boards. Does it have to be? Does not have to be. It doesn't have to be, but most of the time it will be. Mavoy, it's a street. I don't need to put a door there. Put a lechi, and I'm all good. That's why they changed the lashon. But it's the same thing. Okay? Anyway, Rav Nachman Amar, Halacha Kirebi Eliezer. Rav Nachman Amar, Halacha Kirebi Eliezer, but Pasei Chatzar. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the pasim of a chatzar. Same thing. Again, a chatzar is more private. Therefore, it requires more stringent halachas. You would think the other way around. But no. Since it's more private, you would need greater work to make it to be able to carry in there. Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, man modim. Who agrees with this? What do you mean? Everybody agrees. Like who? Who would we think would not agree? Rebbe. What's Rebbe? The sheet of Rebbe. Halacha, michlal de pligi. But we said the halacha is like this. So somebody argues. Man, Paula Galei, who argues? Rabbanon, it's the Rabbanon. The Tanya, he had this already. Chatzar niteres bepas echad. A chatzar is one lechi is good enough. Rabbi Omer shnei pas. We need two lechis. Okay? Good? Next. Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer of Yochanan. Chatzar tzricha shnei pasim. A chatzar requires two pasim, which we just said. Omer le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Asi, mi Omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Rabbi Yochanan, va'ad hu da amarta mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. You're the one who said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, pasei chatzar tzrichin shiyehein behen dalet. A pas of a chatzar has to have dalet. But he was only talking about on one side. He never mentioned two sides. He only mentioned one side. V'chi tema arba mikan v'arba mikan. And you want to tell me he meant both sides, even though he didn't really say it. Is that what you're trying to tell me? V'atani Rav Ada bar Avibi, Kameh Rav Chanina, V'amri la Kameh Rav Chanina bar Papi, Kitana be'eser, if you have a 10 Amma Chatzar, going into an 11 Amma Chatzar, right? Kitana, the small one's 10, be'eser, V'gdola b'acharisrei, and the bigger one's 11. So what do we say? Remember that case? The small one going into the big one, the 10 going into the 11. If a 10 goes into an 11, what do you have on the 11? You have a pas on two sides. How big are these pasim? Three tvachim each. Assuming the 10 is centered in the center. Right? What do you see from there? You certainly can't have two pasim of four tvachim each. There's only one amma extra space, which is six tvachim. However way you center that, you're never going to get more than four on both sides. It's impossible. You can get four on one side. You can get four and two. You can make it three and three. You don't need four on both sides. And Rabbi Yochanan said that. So back to our question. He doesn't say both sides. So my answer is, Kisalak or Zera Mimei Parsha. When Rabbi Zera, I'm sorry, Kisalak or Zera Miyame Parsha, When Reb Zera went out of the water, Parsha, he explained, Beruach achas arba. If it's one side, you need four. B'shtei ruchos, mashu lakan, u'mashu lakan. But if it's two sides, then there is no shear. V'hatatani ava bar Rav Dimi. And what Rabbi Rav Dimi said, that each side has to be three tvachim, that's Rebbe. V'tzarva lak Rav Yossi. In the sheet of Rav Yossi that we had a few days ago, that said it has to be three on both sides. So that's how you answer Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan never said you need one on both sides. If you have one, then it has to be at least four tvachim. If you have two, there's no shear. Next. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chatzar niteres bepas ach echad. A chatzar is good with one pas. Like a lechi.
Is it pas is lechi?
Yeah. Same thing. That's what Tosfos said. That's why I read that Tosfos. Right. It's the same thing. The difference is that when it comes to a chatzar, different people now are required the lechi, the pas, to have a shear. A lechi for a mavoi needs no shear. A stick. Here it's different. Is it four tvachim? Do you need two on both sides? If you have two on both sides, do you need a shear for them? So that's a machlokes. Right?
Where's the lechi placed though?
At the entrance.
Of what?
Of the chatzar.
From your house to chatzar? From your family?
Correct. Correct.
From your leaving your house to the chatzar?
No, at the entrance of the chatzar.
Entrance from what? From where?
Hmm?
The entrance from your house to
the chatzar? The chatzar goes to a mavui. At that entrance.
Oh, the mavui chatzar entrance.
Correct. Correct. Amalei Abayel of Yosef, mi Yomar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say that? Vamalei Shmuel of Chanania Bar Shila, Atlo Tevet Uvda, you don't do that. Ela, oh, Barov Dofen, oh, B'Shnei Pasim. Either Rov Dofen, Rov of the opening, or two Pasim, not one. Amalei Anot Lo Yadana, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. However, Uvde Hava B'Dura De Reusa, there was a story with the shepherd street. Loshen Yam hanichnas lechatzar, and then there was a hurricane, and what happened was the wall came down, and the water went into the chatzar. The water went into the chatzar. Is there a picture of it there? The water went into the chatzar. V'asal kamed Rav Yehuda, and I came to Rav Yehuda, v'lo atzricha el pas echad. He only told us we need one pas. Only two. Just one's enough. Right? Just one's enough. So what do you see from here? You only need one. I don't know how to answer Shmuel who said you need two.
How's the water impact on this?
What?
How's the water being there?
Because it broke the chatzar. It broke the wall. Right? The wall broke. The Erev was down. So they came to the rabbi. Again, the Erev, there was a hurricane. The Erev got went down. How do I fix the Erev? I put up a pass. He didn't say put up two. Right? He didn't say that. He said, put up one. Now, Shmuel said in one place one, and one place two. So he said, I don't know how to answer that. I can't answer that question. However, I know you only need one. So he answers back, I'm a lay. Nah, lesson, I'm kamarta. No. You're telling me about the case of the hurricane? No. But it comes to water, we're always more makel. We're always more makel when it comes to water. Why? Not sure, but we always are. Kidabai mine Rav Tavla me Rav. Rav Tavla asked Rav a following question. Mechitza Teluya. Let's say you have a hanging mechitza. What's a hanging mechitza? A mechitza that's hanging. What does that mean? You like that? Mao shetatir b'churva. Is it mutter in a ruin? What that means is, the reason why I pick a ruin is because in a ruin, you're going to have these like, you know, you have a building and there's like a porch that's hanging and you're going to have that in ruins. You're not going to have that in a normal place. So can I use a hanging mechitza?
You mean as part of your...
As part of your Eruv. The best example I can give you, which is the case that the Gemara is going to give in a minute, but not water. Let's say you live in an apartment building.
Right.
So you live on the 67th floor. So out of the 67th floor on the window, you're going to build some kind of mechitza, and then you can pass things to the guy below you. Can you do that? You make a mechitza. You make like a little bit of a enclosure. On the 66th floor. Can you do that? He'll open his window and it'll go through a mechitza from your window to his window. Can you do that? No. But for water you can. Right?
We already allowed the passing girls, right?
Correct. So well, that's a good point. So we're more medical when it comes to water. What's the case? Amalei, no, ain mechitza tuliyah mataras. You can't do such a thing with a hanging mechitza on the 67th floor of the building. No, you can't do that. Ela b'mayim, only for water. Kalhu, shekilu chacham b'mayim. The chacham were mekil when it comes to water. If you see the picture. You see the picture, right? You live. Is the picture of it? Of the... Correct. You see the picture of the hanging mechitza? You live by a window. And not that there's a neighbor underneath you. No neighbor. There's a well. So you can build, or a river. So you can build some kind of hanging, a hanging mechitza, which the bucket will go through the mechitza into the water and draw it up. And normally, the water's further away from you, it's in a different reshus. Yeah. For water, we're makel. Right, we would not be makel for your neighbor to pass him the magazines, right, the New York Times. That we wouldn't be makel for that, the hanging mechitza. But for water, we are. So what do you see? Don't tell me, Akasha, how come they, when there was the hurricane, for water, it's all different. Right?
But a Pasi Baros, is the guy constructing all of a sudden those four mini walls?
Yeah.
In other words, he's traveling, and all of a sudden his animals need to drink. So all of a sudden he's setting up shop by making those.
Correct. So we're going to learn if you can do that on.
How could you set that up?
On Shabbos, you mean? Yeah. So maybe it was before Shabbos. It could be before Shabbos. Yeah.
Oh, was there before?
Yeah, or you put it there before.
He was always there.
He was always there. You put it there before. The point is, what kind of mechitza is that? Such a small, tiny, it's nothing. It's not a mechitza, really. Right, we're allowed. You see, we always make it when it comes to water. Anyway, we come up on kasha. It's still a kasha. What's the kasha? Shmuel contradicted himself. Shmuel in one place said one pas, and in one place said two pas. So he still contradicted himself. Anyway, kiyasa of papa, for avuna breda of Yeshua, mebe rav, pirushe. Here's how he explained it. Miruach achaz ba'arva. If it's the same answer. If it's only of one pas, all you need is one. But if you have one, it has to be four. Mishtei ruchos. Mashu lakan, mashu lakan. If it's two ruchos, it doesn't matter what's the size. Amr of papa. Ikashali hakashali. If I have a kasha, here's the kasha. Dama le shmuel of chanina barshila atlo tavet uvda. You don't do that. Ela o rov dofen o shnei pasim. What do you tell him? Either rove the wall or two pasim. Lamali rove dofen. Why do you need rove dofen? The pas arbasaki. What's wrong with four? Is it a rove? I have 100 amma opening. I have to have 51 amma pas? V'chi tema. No. My rove dofen, bedofen shiva. No, it was a 7th hefach opening. So you have a 7th hefach opening. So you put rove. Rove is four. It's the same four. But the majority of seven is not four. It's three and a bit. Three and a half and a bit. So da arba habile rove dofen? Lomeli arba. Shlosho mashu saki. A little three is enough. Right? Daha Amar Rav Achli Vitei Rav Yechiel at Arba until four Tvachim. But if it's less than that, you don't need any ticket at all. So therefore, right? If it would be a 7 Tefach opening, three would be enough. So Ibo Yisema Kan B'Chatzer Kan B'Mavui. Yeah, once a Chatzer, once a Mavui. In other words, one place was talking about a Chatzer and one place was talking about a Mavui. Or Rav Achli Gufe Tanoihi. Or Rav Achli said at the 7 Tvachim is also Machlokas Tanoim. Either way, that's why you might need Rov, because it's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas. Okay, now we're going to get back to the story of the river going into your Chatzar. Right, the water went into your Chatzar. So, the water went into your Chatzar. So, Tana Rabbanon. Lashon Yam, Anichnas L'Chatzar. If the water goes into your Chatzar, Ain memalin haymenu b'Shabbos. You can't. Oh, look at this! I'm so lucky. I got water here now. I can take the water to the house. I don't have to do that. Ain memalin haymenu b'Shabbos. Ela im kein yesh lo mechitza kavo yud tvachim. Unless you have a mechitza. B'medivam amurim. When's that true? Shapir tziyosa meyeser. If the breach was bigger than 10 amos, avol eser ain tzarich klum. But if it's eser, you don't need anything. Why? Because that's not a breach. What's that called? It's called an entranceway. Now the Gemara says, "Mamali hu delo mamali lenei." You can't open it. You can't take anything to the house. But totule metaltalinan. You can carry in the chutzner itself. I can carry from my backyard into your yard. We share a chutzner, but I can't carry into the house. How could we allow that? The breach is so big. What kind of mechitza do you have? How do we allow that? Hachamai eskinan to ispe gedude. Ispe gedude means, not sure what that means. So again, the Tosafot say what that means. How do they translate it in English?
Ridges.
That means. What it means is ridges. That means that basically you had steps going down from your chatzer down into the river. Basically, what it means, like steps, step like ridges going from your chatzer down to the river. Well, you live on the beach, you have beachfront property, You have steps that go down to the river. What happened? The river went up a little too much, and the water now went into your chatzar. That's supposed to be there. It's supposed to be at the bottom of the steps, but it rose and went into your chatzar. The point is, since you have the ridges, and the ridges are 10 tvachim, it's like one continuous area, and therefore the water is not also to carry. It's also to carry into the house, but not in the backyard. Okay?
Yeah, so you let it be part of the wall.
Correct. Correct. Amar Rav, Yehuda. Okay, next. By the way, in addition to putting up a lechi or a korah, you also have to go to every chatzar in this mavui and collect bread. Why all of a sudden on the Yud Beis is that halacha coming out of left field? I don't know, but it's a halacha which we're going to deal with later in the Masechta. You also have to collect bread from everybody in the chatzar. Every chatzar, and I guess every house in the chatzar, I don't know. Every chatzar has to contribute bread. That joined all the chatzars, and plus you have a lechi, it's all good. Okay? So Amar of Yehuda, Mavui Shal Neshtat Fubo, if a Mavui did not have this joining, Hechshera Belechi, they put up a lechi. But they stopped after Daf Yud Aleph. They had enough of this Masechta. They stopped. So they knew it was a din of a lechi, but they didn't know anything about Shittuf. So they didn't do Shittuf. Hazorik l'tochol chayiv. You throw into there, you're chayiv.
Well, it's a mavi shlap, but only a chatzar. You mavi shlap. They have to make a...
Both. A mav...
Apramo?
Correct. A chatzar joins the chatzar, right. And then all the chatzars join the mavi.
You do a lechi and a...
Correct. Now, if you throw in there, you're chayiv. Why chayiv? Why chayiv? Says Rashi, the third line, kasavar lechi mishum mechita. A lechi is enough to make it a mechita. What did you do? What did you do by putting a lechi there? You've made it Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv. Right? Okay? Hechsheru b'kora hazara chatocha pater. But if all you did was put up a kora, now you're pater. Why you pater? Rashi says, the korah mishum hecker, because a korah is only a hecker. A korah doesn't create a mechita; it's just a hecker. Vekasavar arba mechitzos daraisa, four mechit bein lekula bein lechumra. What Rashi add that for? A lot of discussion about that. Okay, maskev lor of sheishes. Wait a minute. Taima dolan nishtatvubo. You just said there was no shituf. Ha nishtatvubo. What if they did do shituf? What if they did? Afilu hechsheru b'kora na michayev. Then mistama, even with a korah they'd be chayev. Why? Because if I gave the shituf plus the korah, now it's a genuine Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What are we here to say? There's no shituf here. Nobody collected bread. But I put a lechi in the entranceway, I've created a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? A lechi is mechitza. What about a korah? Nah, a korah is not a mechitza. A korah is just a hecker. What if we collected the bread? Oh, now it'll be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the implication. So the Gemara asks on that implication, what do you mean? So chikikar ze os or Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? What, a bread turns something into Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Bread? How could that work? V'otanya, chatzeros shal Rabbim, the chatzeros of a Rabbim, right? Chatzeros of a rabbin. What does that mean, chatzeros of a rabbin?
Many residences.
Umuvos she'enon mifulashin. Or a mavoi that's not a dead end. Bein irva ubein lo irvu. Whether you made an irv or not. Hazar glatocho chayiv. If you throw in there, you're chayiv. Right? Why chayiv? Right? You chayiv. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda who said that you're not chayiv, right? So it's a kasha. El itmar hachi itmar. You want to? Here's what he said. Here's what he meant to say. Amar Yehuda mava she'eno roy l'shituf. If a mava is not roy for shituf, why is it not roy for shituf? Maybe it's too small. It's a tiny mavoi. Hechshera b'lechi. So that a lechi is good enough. Hazar l'tochal chayiv. You throw in there your chayiv. Hechshera b'korah. But if it's only a korah, hadar chadarcha pater. If you throw in the pater, am what do you see? Kasav lechem mishum mechita, v'kar mishum heker. You see the difference. V'chein amar avar lechem mishum mechita, v'kar mishum heker. You hear?
What does that mean? So, what does that mean?
It's they're different. What's the lum that's behind this? I don't know. I spend a lot of time figuring it out. What?
Lechi is not good
enough. Lechi is better. That's not better. Lechi makes a mechita. A korah doesn't make a mechita. So therefore, mechitza means mamash rishus yachid. A korah is not rishus yachid. If you throw from rishus rab into the mavli with a korah, are you chayef for throwing on Shabbos? No. Why? Because it's not rishus yachid. I is a korah. That's only because I have a hecker. Shouldn't carry out here. V'rava amar echadev echadev mishum hecker. Rava says they're both a hecker. Eitz vei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba says to Rava, hazorek l'mavoi. If you throw into a mavoi, yesh olechi chayef. Ein olechi pater. How could Rava? How could you say you're putter? The Bryce says you're chayev. Hachi kamar, heino tzaruch el lechi. Now what it means is like this: if you only need one lechi, why do you only need one lechi? You only need a lechi. Hazorik l'tocho chayev. Why? It's like a rishus yachid. Lechi v'davar acher. If you need a lechi and something else, why would you need a lechi and something else? Because the moving is not a dead end; it goes straight through. You need something on the other end. Then, Hadar HaKadacho Pater, all you did was put up a lechi, of course you're Pater. Why are you Pater? Because that lechi doesn't make it into anything. You still need a lechi on the other end. Eitzvei, wait a minute. Yeser al Kain, more than that, Amar Vihuda, Mishi Eishol Shnei Batim, B'Shnei Tzidir Shetzarabim. If you have two houses on two opposite sides of the street, and you want to carry through the street from one house to the other house, Oso lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. You put a lechi on one end, lechi on the other end. O kor mikan v'kor mikan v'nosim v'nosim be'emta. And then you can carry it in there. Amr lo, the Chacham said, ein ma'arv m'shus yachid b'kach. That's not good. We don't hold like that. But what do you see from here? Right? A lechi's a machitza. A lechi's a machitza. Right? So,
how do you see that?
What? Because according to Yehuda, it certainly is. According to Yehuda, it certainly is. Okay, the Chacham have a detailed argument. They argue in detail, but they fundamentally they would agree with that. But maybe they're afraid it's too open. So, but they agree with that. The lechi is above mechitza. So the Gemara answers no. Hashem kamar Rabbi Yehuda. Shnei mechitzos daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda only holds two mechitzos daraisa. What are you putting lechis up for? In other words, I have a wall here and a wall here. I have a house here and a house and a street in the middle. I don't need anything. Two mechitzos I can carry back and forth. It's a private. What am I putting up a lechi in a korah for? Because I know I'm a set of and people are confused. All right, put lechis up. Put korahs up. But it doesn't even require it. Amr Huda Marav. Mavi she'orcho kirachbo, ain't no need to belechi mashu. If a mavi is a perfect square, you can't get a lechi. You can't put a lechi up. Amr v'chia v'rashi amr rav. Mavi she'orcho kirachbo, ain't no need to bekorah tefach. Same thing. If the mavi is a square, you can't put a korah either. Amar Zera, Kama Machav the Shmai said Savi. How many old people? How many Chacham said this vort? Kiven the Archu Kirachbo Havi lechatzer. Because if it's a perfect square, it turns into a chatzer. The chatzer ina niteres belechi v'korah. Chatzer, you can't get away with lechi and korah. Ela pasarba, you require pasarba. Amar Zera, ikashli hakashli. But if it's a kasha, this is my kasha. Lehavi high lechi kipas mashahu finishtri. So what happens? If I put up a lechi, I have a perfect square, right? I put up a tiny lechi. What do? I made it not a square anymore. Right? I've reduced it. Ishtam to say, the Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, he forgot what Rav Ami said in the name of Yochanan, that pas ichatzer tzvichin shehen behen arba. That's not an answer anyway, because you still need four amos. You still need a four tefach board. The Tosa says, well, Rav Zera is the one who said that. So the Tosa says, yeah, he said that after he learned this. Anyway, Amar of Nachman, Naktinon, Ezu, Mavi, Shnita, Balechi, Vekora. What's a Mavui that'll work? Kol She'archo, Yasar, Rachbo. A Mavui means it's longer than it is wide. Ubatim, Vechatzer, Pesuchim, Vosacho. Ubatim and Chatzers go into it. Ezu, Chatzer, She'enu, Niteres, Balechi, Vekora, El Pas Arba. What's that? Kol She'mirubas, if it's a square. Mirubas in a gula low. What, a square? Yeah, a circle not? Low. Hachi kamar. O aruch yoser al rachba. Havale mavui. if the length is bigger than the width, it's a mavui. Umavui v'lechli kor v'tzagi. V'ilow, and if v'kama sabar, what's it, v'kama, how big does it have to be? Sabar Shmuel, l'vemer adika pishnayim barachma. Twice as wide. Twice as long as wide. Amalei Rabbi, Rav now hachi amar chabibi. Afilu mashahu. Even a mashahu. That has to be twice as wide. Even a mashahu. All right? We'll stop here. Like I said, tomorrow's daf is like 95% agadata, maybe 100% agadata actually. Interesting. And we will pick up tomorrow at the regular time. Everybody have a very good day.